This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Justin Ho was talking about the trade deficit a couple of minutes ago. Earlier this year, we told you about a different kind of trading that had made a comeback when the pandemic hit. Good old-fashioned bartering. Veronica Kuhn started a Facebook barter group back in March to help people trade hand sanitizer and cleaning products and other stuff that was in high demand back then but in low supply. We called her back up the other day.
So with the barter group today, it's a little bit different than it was when it started. Right now, people are looking for more personal home items that they need. Like, some people are putting up patio furniture, or I'm looking for a swimming pool, and this is what I have to barter, you know. And before, it was like, you know, hand sanitizers and stuff like that that we needed during the pandemic, diapers. It's just changed a little bit. More of the stuff on there is about grocery stores and what they have available, and still a lot of food distribution sites that people are sharing so that people can still get food. The most asked for things in our group have been face masks and cleaning supplies. The face masks haven't really left the group. They've slowed down. But a lot of times the people are willing to trade. Like, I have paper towels, or I have toilet paper, I need this. Or even as much as saying, I have clothes that I'm not wearing anymore that don't fit, and I'm willing to trade for the disinfectant wipes and disinfectant sprays. I try to go on once a week into the Facebook group and just post, how is everyone doing? And I feel it's important to do that, not just as somebody who started the group, but as somebody who really cares. So I asked last week how people were doing, and more people on there were doing good or great, as opposed to the people still struggling. We only had a handful of people that were going through some hard times or in need of things. And so it made me feel good that there was less people in need. My business with doing hair has been great. Like, nothing has really slowed down. I've had to cut back my hours just because I was working too many hours and spending too much time at the salon just to get everybody in. And it's really hard. It's hard to breathe with the chemicals that we use and stuff, having to wear a mask. And I understand it. It's not that I don't understand it. It's just, it's difficult. I wish that we can just get back to normal.
You and me both, Veronica. You and me both. Back to normal. That is Veronica Kuhn. She's in Henderson, Nevada. You can tell us what's happening in your economy. We'd love it if you would. Marketplace.org/myeconomy.